Welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Where are you putting them in?
No, they will be installed. 775.
Yeah, I agree. That's about what it should be.
Well, but you and idiot.
We were going on past prices.
Grumpy old man were saying, it'll be past prices. $600 to do the windows and the...
I don't know.
What you said, dummies.
Did you pay cash for them? Did you carry a lot of cash around to pay for them?
I don't have cash. No. Oh.
Can I tell you about my my experience today in my living without cash world?
Your post-apocalyptic millennial nightmare.
Yeah. So I knew again that I was coming here. I knew again that I was ordering food. I had to run to the store. Guess what? Do I want cash back? Yes, please. I would like some cash back. I got cash to pay for pizza tonight.
Are we on?
Yeah, we've been on for a minute.
I'm texting. Hold on.
With his ringer on.
Hey, I got good news
for...
He's
got his ringer on and he's texting.
I got good news for you guys.
You're leaving?
No.
You're quitting
the
show?
That is true.
You're quitting the show?
You're dying.
There's a new restaurant added to the list.
Of...
That allowed to eat at.
That we're allowed to. Mountain Dew.
Chain or a local?
Chain. We went to Bob Evans last night. They are Pepsi products
Bob
now.
Bob Evans has Pepsi.
Did you hear Roach say that we're allowed to eat there?
Yeah.
I banned it. You guys should be following that.
We have to be part of your boycott?
Yeah. Right. Power and strength.
I don't know how you can start the show when I'm looking at texts.
Why are you looking at texts, idiot?
We say we're starting the show, and you're like,
We have a window of opportunity to get this show done before it becomes an oven in this room.
Can we talk about when we went out to eat and he forgot his glasses?
Oh, my God. You know what's funny, though? So we go out to eat.
Did they have Pepsi products?
I don't even remember that.
They did have Pepsi products.
Yeah, that's why we went
there.
Yeah,
that's why we went there. We had to go there because it had Pepsi products, which is bull crap.
Idiot Roach.
It's a good choice, tasty.
He's fighting the good fight.
We go there and we walk in. No, we just sit down. The menus are there, and then Jeff goes, I forgot my glasses. So then he pulls his phone out to use it as a magnifying glass.
That's the oldest.
So he can see it.
The oldest old man thing.
I thought that was, I've never seen anybody do that. So I was amazed at that.
I mean, it's a high-tech old man move.
Yeah, well, then somebody at work was like, I did that too. I forgot my glasses, so I used my phone. Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of? It was kind of like his second birthday party. We're your friends. This is what you like to eat. Just order this. I had to be like, steak and shrimp. That's what you get here. Don't worry about it. He's like, yeah, I like that.
It worked when I got the phone out. I could see it.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was embarrassing. Sad.
Did you guys see that we did a poll about the Mountain Dew versus Mellow Yellow?
Oh, please.
No,
if anybody says
right versus wrong.
Mellow Yellow won.
I don't even like Mountain Dew, and that's an obvious choice.
We need to get new fans if that's
so
the case.
So the question was, while not as good as Mountain Dew, is Mellow Yellow an acceptable alternative when Dew isn't available?
No.
The answers were yes, no, and of course I hate you guys.
You know what? Non-fat people have no clue.
Yes came in at 43%.
Whoa.
No came in at 44%.
That's way too close.
And I hate you guys came in at 13%.
Well, that's pretty.
I hate you is right around where it should be, but
there's no way.
How do people say yes to?
The hate yous are more accurate than the yeses.
Yeah, I agree.
But
the problem there is,
if you go to a restaurant and it's not Mountain Dew, and they go, well, we do have Mellow Yellow though. I wouldn't even consider it.
Yeah, that's like...
It'd be like, no, I'll just have...
We don't have water, but we have this urine. Would you like that instead? No, I don't.
Mellow Yellow is a reasonable alternative.
No, I mean, it's bubbly cold urine, but it's urine.
Alternative to what?
If
urine?
If Mountain Dew... if you lived in a world without Mountain Dew, you'd never drink Mellow Yellow?
I couldn't live in that world. I could not live in that world.
I don't care for Mellow Yellow. I just
I will drink Mellow Yellow. I don't mind it, but it's not a substitute for Mountain Dew, please.
I'm saying if you don't have the option, if you walk into the restaurant and the only option is Mellow Yellow, there's no Mountain Dew.
Then Roach pulls out his Molotov cocktail and takes the place down.
Your option is water or Mellow Yellow?
No. I'm saying if you're craving Mountain Dew and you walk in and they say, "Oh, we don't have Mountain Dew, we have Mellow Yellow."
No way.
Mellow Yellow is acceptable.
No, I'd go with another cola.
Then you go with give me a grape root beer.
But I do get Mellow Yellow once in a while because it's not that prevalent anywhere. You can't find it.
Yeah, you know where you find it now is that they get those machines. They have all the Five Guys.
Yeah, I don't like them machines.
I like those machines.
You know, what happened to having the pop, whatever this thing in front of our faces, 6 inches from the mic? Wasn't that the rule?
Yeah, I think it's 6 inches total.
I don't see 6 inches anywhere.
I think it's 6 inches total. Well, the studio's cramped. I think
we don't have the extra 3 inches.
I'm fighting a 10 over here. Give me a break.
You've got like 2 inches.
First of all, my pop filter is messed with every time I come here.
I'm not talking about what you think I'm talking about.
Is it not perfect that Roach is literally sitting on top of a 10?
I have to push up against it.
He's there. If I go back any further, I'm out the window.
Hey, when I said he had 2 inches, I was talking about this pop filter.
Well, it was confusing. I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
I thought
we decided
closer was better.
I thought we said six inches apart.
I think we did.
I thought we changed it to closer is better because it sounds too far away.
Can we get to some listener questions?
I don't know.
Well, we do have some. We had some listener mail.
I have some too. You're not going to let me go?
I'm just excited.
You just asked for...
I didn't know you.
I didn't know you were setting yourself up for the shot.
You guys talk about that. I'm just excited about the food coming here. Is it break time yet?
Listeners, here's why we're a hot mess today. We haven't recorded in like 3 weeks. It's Friday night, which we never record Friday nights. Grumpy old man's doing some DIY adjustments over there, which sounds great. I'm sure you're enjoying that.
The thing doesn't work.
Look at my son in the studio, though.
He's got a hoodie
on. This studio is 105 degrees, and he's got a hoodie on.
Can I tell you how many shows I listened to of our show that we're talking about what we're eating, pizza coming? It's like every show, pizza's coming.
Wait, that's the favorite.
If we start to stop getting food, I'm not doing this anymore.
We got salad this time.
Not me.
You didn't order any pizza?
I'm not getting pizza. No, we ordered pizza, but I'm not eating it.
I'm not either because I just had it.
I'm having salad.
And I've said on the show, pizza's not my thing.
All right, Ryan, what do you got from our listeners?
These questions came from Sir Elton Josh. I'm assuming it's not you, Josh.
It's not me.
I think it's Sir Elton Josh.
That's our producer.
It comes from Sir Elton Josh.
That's on our producer.
On Twitter.
That's our producer.
I'm 100%. That's not me.
Okay,
let's go. I got a different.
If this is why doesn't Josh talk more on the podcast, then we
Why is Josh not featured more on the podcast?
Why doesn't Josh get more money on this podcast?
Roach, was it you?
No, it's me. Really.
Old man, was it you?
I don't even email you now.
All right, what do you got?
Stub, was it you?
It was not me.
Oh, well, then it had to be Josh then.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
What's the question?
If you had to be killed by an animal, what animal would you like to be killed by?
Listen, that's not me, but that's a good question.
We pick any animal to be killed by.
There's no parameters.
Wow.
It says if you would like
to be killed.
Any animal.
It doesn't say. It said if you had to be killed by an animal, what would you like to be killed
by? I'll go with Bigfoot because he doesn't exist.
Okay, but you're still dying.
Oh, I got to die.
Yeah.
That's what killed means.
Clearly, you want something that's going to be quick.
Well, you know what
I'm going
with?
You don't want to be fighting with a grizzly bear or something.
I'm going with a spider in my sleep.
Yeah, I
poison
see
the
that.
Spider. It's an easy question. What? Dumb. Move on.
Well, but here's the thing. I think you guys are missing the opportunity. You go with something that's really dumb. You're going to be on the news at least.
That's exactly where I'm going.
I'm
going to
be dead.
Answer.
What do I care?
I don't care.
Look,
if it's any of you guys, yes, we can use it as show material, but...
I think you get taken out by...
Dead.
That's exactly where I was going with it. I want my obituary to read, Ryan from the Four Fat Guys was killed by a platypus.
See, I click on that headline.
Everybody's
going to
go...
watch that YouTube clip.
Fat guy killed by platypus.
My first thought was...
That'd be good for our show. But you're dead.
You don't know it.
You don't know
it. You don't know you're anything gone. About it.
But I live forever in...
He's a legend.
In infamy.
But yeah, but not the right kind of infamy, though. Like, what idiot dies to a platypus?
But hold on. You're telling me right now, if I told you, we talked for 30 minutes on an episode about women pooping in grocery stores.
Yeah, now that was good time.
But if I told you, hey, I've got a YouTube video of some fat guy getting chomped away by a platypus. You're not going to click on it?
I didn't click on either of them, first of all.
Okay, but, you were forced into that other
Yeah, I'm going to click. Yeah, sure, but... We're confusing things. It's entertainment for us that are living, but for the guy that dies, he gets some terrible death and then doesn't know anything about all the stories that are told after he dies.
Well, yeah, but it's over before you know it.
If I got to die, I want to live in infamy.
My first thought was T-Rex, because that'd be cool.
See, there you go.
There we go.
There, that's a good answer.
That's a dumb answer. There's no T-Rex.
Yeah. How many T-Rexes?
There's no Bigfoot.
Is that Bigfoot's pet? T-Rex?
T-Rexes aren't mythical creatures.
Well, they are
here. I asked if it's any exist. Creature that has existed.
They did.
Well, did it?
The question is an animal. T-Rexes were an animal.
Well, then we can... Yeah, all right. So we get the biggest dinosaur and it just steps on me.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Done.
Yeah, great story.
I don't even know it.
Why are you using a tone of voice like that's a dumb idea? That's a great idea.
That was my first thought, was T-Rex.
I'm going for the story
here.
Yeah,
you're getting eaten by T-Rex. All right,
wait a minute. Roach had his first thought. Hey, how about a round of applause?
Well, what's your answer?
I agree with Grumpy Old Man on spider. This one. I want to go to bed and...
Spider bites you?
Yeah.
Don't wake up.
Why go to spider?
That's going to be in the news.
Nobody's reading Man Killed by Venomous Spider.
Why don't you go something even softer?
Four fat guys dies from venomous spider.
Oh, there we go. He's got to be thrown in there.
He's got to brand it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, why you got to
12 minutes.
I'm just saying. That would be my headline.
We got another fan mail, too, about how they have trouble telling our voices apart. Stubbs the diabetic, for those of you who haven't been listening.
Who are these people? My wife?
Hopefully fans.
I brought Stubb a snack and he kind of sneered at me.
You know, I have the power to like really like Barry White up the bass on my mic so that people won't be confused anymore.
Yeah.
I look at it at the bottom of this GarageBand screen. It's very tempting.
Hi, listeners.
Yeah, Roach brought me a snack.
Yeah.
Sugar babies. For the freaking diabetic. Sugar babies.
I thought you might like it. It's like brown sugar.
Stubb, you want some of these?
Yeah, well, guess what he ordered you for supper? Lettuce.
No, I'm getting pizza.
So, can I give you the second part of Sorrel and Josh's question?
Oh, you had a twofer? Yeah.
Oh, a twofer.
See, that's why Josh got so uptight when I was like, yeah, poo-pooing this question.
Yeah, because this
is his question.
Well, it's his stupid question.
Is the next one going to be about his hair?
Which vehicle would you like to be killed by if you were to get killed by a vehicle?
Again, I'm going Lamborghini or something.
Transformer.
Oh, yeah.
Optimus Prime.
Bumblebee.
Oh, my God. There's no Transformer.
I could fight one. I'll take it on.
It's a big freaking Mac.
Hey, Transformers is a vehicle.
I'm sending Elon Musk an email right now asking
about
Mac Transformers just to
What's
watch Rogue
Zamboni.
See, that's a good story. Now your head's in the game.
That's right. Why'd you guys go?
That's a good story. Mm-hmm. Mine, all right. Picture this, okay? Hover round. You know those you know those old lady commercials where they're like, my hover round got me to the Grand Canyon. Well, my hover round got me 25 to life. Perfect.
My hover round got me into the Grand Canyon.
That could actually happen to you in like 60 years. Grand, you get killed by your own hover round.
Yeah. The artificial intelligence hover round. That would be sad, wouldn't it, if you were an AI and you got put in a hover round?
What do you got for us?
I got to haul this guy around.
Sounds like a big friggin' truck or something. I want it quick and easy. You guys are trying to get crazy, and I'm going...
I'm sorry for wanting to be remembered.
What did you go with?
Something
a pillow
quickie.
Truck?
No, big old truck.
He's getting hit by a
18-wheeler.
I'm the Zamboni. This way, look, this is how it would happen. I get hit by the Zamboni. I get frozen into the ice, and nobody would know until the next game.
No, you know what? You'd look like that goalie that had their
Oh, that was the Sabres.
Oh, Malarchuk.
It was Clint Malarchuk.
Oh, that was bad.
He's lucky he's alive.
He is lucky he's alive.
That was
unbelievable.
That was one of the grossest things I've ever seen. 10 or 15 years ago?
It's probably even longer.
Longer than that.
That's a while ago.
Yeah, there was another guy, wasn't there?
No, why don't you Google it?
This kid.
I can't Google. This computer doesn't do Google.
Just put in cutthroat.
We should have watched that video. That's sickening. But that's what you would look like.
Why would we want to watch that video?
I don't know. Why do we want to watch people pooping in stores?
That's a little more entertaining. Nobody dies.
He didn't die. He lived.
No, he didn't, but he could have.
Wow, was that...
That's the reason why they have the shields now on their
Who's that guy on the bench that came out right away?
I bet you if you Google... Yeah, it was right behind the net.
The trainer was right behind the net and came right on the ice. Knew what happened and recognized it.
Had a towel and they took him right to the hospital. That was gross. But I'd watch it again.
That's disturbing.
Well, hey, just saying.
We have some listener mail here.
Did I say I was done?
This one's coming from Sue.
He's got another one from John Lancelot.
Did I say I was done? You got another one from Sir Elton Josh?
No, this one comes from at Jeff and Dan.
Oh, see, now that's...
Old man, was that from you?
That is not from me.
Who's Dan?
I don't know. All
right.
Roach, from you?
Jeff
again,
and Dan.
I have two emails and they have my name in them. And I was forced to get both of them.
This makes the question even more... slanted towards grumpy old man's direction.
Oh, boy.
Because he loves wieners so much.
I do like wieners.
Wait, hold on. Before you read it, that's what the listener mail I wanted to read you is about. It's from Sue saying, funny shit, keep up the garbage. Grumpy old man loves his wieners.
I like wieners.
Also,
too,
Disney
though.
Sucks. I'm not a Disney person.
Oh, that's sacrilege.
Then goodbye, Sue.
This question goes to the wiener fans out there. Why do hot dogs come in pack of 10 if hot dog rolls only come in packs
of
8?
You know, that is a gosh darn good question.
I know the answer to that.
Well, we all know the answer.
Well, no, for me, it's so I can eat two while I'm cooking them.
That's a good point.
That is a good point, yeah.
I always cook the whole shot, and then I got a little snack out there while I'm cooking them.
Yeah, another glitch.
Did Roach... Was it on there?
Roach said he wants the two extra hot dogs for the snack.
Well, yeah, if that's six and you steal one, then somebody's like, hey, where's the hot dog? I got an extra roll. But
that's assuming that no one else has noticed that there's two extra hot dogs, though.
Yeah, he thinks that no one else in his house can count.
Well, that's, you know what it is?
Wait, time out.
What does Roach's wife do again?
Oh, I don't know.
No. What's her job?
She's a professional counter.
She counts. But you know what this is like?
Counting plays a big role.
This is like when we do our man week.
Yeah.
And he gets the extra wing.
Well, he always gets
like,
the extra everything.
He just assumes he gets the extra wing.
Oh, did you guys hear what happened this year?
Oh, my God.
Did we tell you about that?
Oh.
I'm sure we talked about it.
I don't think we did.
I think we did, but this year,
Jeff took the extra wing.
I took the extra wing. By mistake, I took it. I thought the trip was over. He pouted for 3 days.
You would have thought that the Steelers just got beaten the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There clearly is a precedent where I get the extra wing.
So this is how it is with the hot dogs. The rest of the family would love to have one of those extra hot
dogs. What did you have to
do
to make up for the...
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the pouting. You know what I told him? This is the new tradition. I'm done with him getting it every year.
I agree.
I disagree.
And the trip ended up being just fine with him getting it.
You guys
survived it?
Yeah, everybody was good. We were entertained by the pouting.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not like a hibernating thing that he's got to get enough wings in to be able to sustain?
I don't know.
I just want to know who bought the rights to this movie.
I mean, listen, there's highs,
there's lows. You guys come out with a happy ending? I don't know.
You guys can sit here and our listeners can think we're just messing around when we say this, but he was really pouting.
He was pissed. Yep.
I wasn't pissed.
Yeah, you were.
He was mad.
Yep.
Clearly,
he gave me attitude a couple times.
He gave attitude several times, mentioned it. Several times.
Did he talk about how he was like one wing short of full?
I'm telling you right now, I'm eating it for the next 10 years.
We have 10 years at least to make up for it.
I think new precedent has been set.
Remember that one
time?
And
that's not just on man week. It's anytime we go.
Yeah. If we go out and there's one extra of anything, he's got
to
have
it. Yeah.
I'd never say you take it to the Supreme Court. Let's get a ruling on
this. I like it when Kevin doesn't go. because then I usually get like a couple extra because you guys can't eat four.
Yeah.
You know, look at him. His calorie count is low. Over there.
Yeah. You gotta help him out.
So I get more than the normal.
He didn't get 6,000 calories. He's only got 590. 5,590.
Hey, so. That was my wing, dude.
Oh, see? He just thinks he's entitled.
Still he's old. Entitled. Still well, he's a millennial.
Then we got to order 26.
He's not a millennial. He's too old to be a millennial, isn't he?
Wait, oh, I'm too old to be a millennial.
I'm trying to figure out. There's five of you. What, four of you?
So
to go?
If you yeah. go to our favorite barbecue place.
Yeah.
They come in orders of 13.
It gets a 13. Yeah. Oh,
and it says the on the menu, dozen. Four roach. Extra wing for roach.
That's what they call it a roach's dozen.
Yes. Yeah. Roach's dozen. It's right on there. It's clearly marked.
He's indoctrinated his kids to believe that's his birth.
That's how it is with the hot dogs, too. Like, he just eats those. Yeah, it's like just, he's entitled.
It's assumed. It's assumed.
Yeah. Sweetie, you know why they put 10 in this package? It's so daddy can have two extras.
Hey, can I say the last episode, though, I got yelled at? We all got yelled at.
For what? What'd you do?
By my wife for picking on Roach.
Yeah, you should be picking on me.
Why do you pick on him so much?
He's an idiot.
I'm a nice guy.
Wait, was she okay with you getting picked on for your bald spot?
Yeah, she didn't mention
or for your soft spot.
She didn't mention a word about that.
She didn't defend you in your soft spot.
No, she didn't. She didn't say
or the water bottle? Was she mad at us about the water bottle?
No, she was mad at me for drinking out of a water bottle and not just bringing a glass.
Not bringing a proper drink?
Yeah. This is for Megan.
Hey, we got another. We actually just got a listener mail while I was sitting here.
Oh,
no, we didn't.
Yes, we did. 5:48 p.m.
Wow.
A subject line: you suck. Message: you guys suck, but Stubbs' son is cool though.
Oh. I wonder who sent that.
Oh, well, that's strange.
Who could that have been?
You think about it. That message had to go. Thousands of miles through space.
Perfectly timed to know that we were recording.
Yeah.
I wonder how we figured. I wonder how we knew we were recording at this very moment.
Geez, I don't know.
Who brings their kids? Is this like take your kid to podcast day?
Several times. He look at the beginning. He was our only fan, felt like you had to have somebody to support us.
We're popular in the high school too. If you guys didn't know, All of Carter's
target demo.
What high school?
All of Carter's friends are listening. They're all in.
He's saying no.
That's not what I heard. I heard they were debating topics from the four fat guys.
Yeah, this that may be true.
Not because they listen though. He just tells them.
No, I think they heard.
Back to the question though. You know why they do it? It's a money thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They got to be in bed with the bun companies.
Yeah.
But no. See, that argument's always bugged me, though, because who's sitting around and is like, well, I got these two extra buns sitting around. Now I got to go buy another pack of hot dogs. Ah, now I got to go buy another pack of buns. And all of a sudden, you're at what? I mean, what's the math work at? Isn't it like...
No, like you're missing the point. The bun company sees that the hot dog company gives eight. So what they do is sell a package of 10 or vice versa.
But why? Who cares?
Because two extra buns cost more. They sell two extra buns.
I guess.
This is probably how Jeff got addicted to hot dogs, is he just kept trying to make the numbers work out.
I think we have a
he
snack.
Ate him day there. After day.
A snack? Well, you're going to run down there and get it now on the air?
Well, I'm just saying, there's a snack here. We're going to eat them on the air.
Well, why don't we do that after break?
That's good, but right now the snack deliverer is downstairs going.
Is the real food here?
No, real food's not here.
All right, so what are we doing? Why are we talking about this?
We got some other listener questions, too, if you want.
This is
coming to us from Chris.
Wait, who was the last one from? Was there a name on the, did we say
Yeah,
that?
It's your son.
Oh, it's sad that it's your
yeah,
son?
No, it was actually your son.
Oh, okay.
No, you're not my son. My son
no, but
not
it's, does it say Carter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would have been impressive if it was your son.
I thought, you know, maybe he'd at least be smart enough to use some sort of...
He is your son, right? You know that.
So both my kids are way smarter than I am.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no one's arguing that.
It's not a high bar to trip over.
Yeah, it's not a huge surprise to anybody.
It came from Stubbs Kid at softspot.com.
So speaking of hot dog hamburger buns, this listener question comes to us from Chris B.
We know Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to get
Just so you know, Chris did not listen to the show.
Right. And well, Chris pretended to listen to the show until we asked him what his favorite bit was.
Pretended. And I gave him crap about not actually listening.
Right.
We're back on. There we go.
Why do we suck so much?
Jeff, buy us a new computer.
Chris used to listen to the show after today's episode. All right, so he's going,
if you want to get a question on the show, you can email us at fourfatguysshow@gmail.com. It's all spelled out, fourfatguysshow@gmail.com. So Chris is wondering, for a hamburger, is the bun a topping or an ingredient?
It's a vehicle to get the burger to my mouth.
No, let me just say this.
It's not topping.
Since I've been diagnosed with diabetes.
God.
When I first got diagnosed with the diabetes, they used to say you can do like lettuce rolls. Like, you know, you have two big things of lettuce in between. I tried it.
And again, the reason I eat a burger is so I don't have to eat salad.
Yeah, well, I tried it because, you know, I got to avoid rolls. No, a roll is not just a way to get it to your mouth. A roll is an integral part of your burger.
I mean, I prefer the roll. I've had burgers without a roll, though.
Well, yeah, but would you ever go into a restaurant and say, give me a hamburger without the
no,
roll?
No, you never would.
You never do.
Well, I will tell you this, that when we have them here, a lot of times we don't use rolls.
Well, I do now.
Just to save the calories.
See, I'll do it to save the carbs. I'll eat one with and then one that's plain.
Why,
with.
So what is why the question is it again? That his doctor tells him, cut back on your sugar because you're a diabetic, and he hears, oh, I can never eat sugar again.
He's got to cut back. He's just cutting back. It's one and one.
Listen, when you get something like this, you go to the extreme, and then you figure out, well, what can I do? And I've tried the hamburgers with just the lettuce, and it sucks.
So you would say it's more of an ingredient.
Yes.
I want the question again.
Is the bun a topping or an ingredient?
I think it's an ingredient.
I think it's an ingredient. You have to have that.
So what do we mean by the ingredient?
Ketchup, to me, is a topping. You don't have to. There's plenty of people out here that will go, no, I don't use ketchup on mine. I don't need it. But a bun, there's no. How many people are going to say, oh, you don't need a bun?
I would say the bun is second only to the burger.
Is it give me the question again.
Topping, ready? Two words. Right. Topping, ingredient.
Right, so what do we mean by topping? Like ketchup, onion?
Yeah, those are toppings.
Cheese.
Cheese.
An ingredient is something.
Barbecue sauce.
Bacon. This will be a fun game. Let's go around and see how many toppings we can say.
For me personally, cheese is an ingredient.
I would agree.
I disagree.
Without a cheese.
Yeah, I don't like a hamburger just without cheese.
I don't care about the cheese.
I prefer
with cheese. Once in a while, I mix it up. No cheese, but
why would you mix it up?
Just different
to remind you that
I
cheese
also
is
have the
good
roll because again, I'm at my grill, and you know, one gets done early.
To mix it up is like, oh, on this one, I put bacon and blue cheese on.
Yeah,
it's not. I make my burger worse just to mix things up a little bit.
That would be like saying, well, I usually drink Mountain Dew, but every once in a while
shake
it up with a Mellow Yellow.
No, that's just crazy.
That a bun is an essential.
Yes.
But ketchup is not.
Yes.
I don't agree.
I have never eaten ketchup on a hamburger in my life.
Ketchup is
essential.
I
always eat ketchup.
The three of us, Grumpy Old Man and Roach and myself, ketchup is an ingredient.
No, without doubt.
Yes.
I have never in my life put ketchup on or near a burger in my life.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have ketchup.
Everybody has something wrong with
it. To me, cheese is also an ingredient. I have
no
cheese.
No, cheese is not.
If you go to a picnic, like somebody's birthday party or something, and they're doing a cookout, and
is that the food?
Uh-oh.
Nobody down there to answer it?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
All right. We'll see you after the break. Pizza's done. We're back.
That was
good.
That was very good.
I'll wait, Roach. There's your thumbs up.
Do we did we finish Chris B's question?
Is there any leftover pizza?
I don't know. I think it basically we decided that it came down to personal preference. If you think that a bun is like an integral part of the
I don't
experience and it's an ingredient.
You're full of crap.
I don't think it is. It's an ingredient.
What, you ever had a burger with a bun's too much bun? It ruins the burger.
Yeah. Or a bad bun.
So, I mean, the bun's important is my point. Yeah, not that it's not important.
You have to have it.
No,
it's
you be right.
You get a bun, it's like awful. It's huge.
Listen, if
it's too much bread.
If you went to some restaurant and you said, can I have a hamburger, please? And they came back with a plate with just a burger and cheese and tomato on it. You'd go, what the heck?
That is a great point. That's a great story. That is a great way to explain the problem.
You would feel like you got ripped off.
No, I would not.
Even though
if you ordered a burger at McDonald's and they just threw a patty at you, you'd say, "Why, thank you very much," and drive away.
Well, at a certain point, I'd be glad they had the patty.
More likely they throw a bun at you with no patty.
There's
the point. Here's the question.
We put a third bun in the middle.
If you took a bun and put ketchup, mustard, whatever you like on it, bacon. Not bacon. We can't count bacon. That's another meat. But you put ketchup, mustard, onions on it. Would that be as good as a hamburger with those ingredients on it?
No way.
No.
Well, then it's not an ingredient.
I don't understand how that proves anything.
It wouldn't be as good, but...
So it's not an ingredient if it's not essential.
So wait, the only thing in a hamburger that is an ingredient is a burger.
Yeah.
If I had a recipe for hamburgers and it just said burger, you would say, oh, thank you, that's very helpful. And then I should just put a whole list of like optional crap.
Everything else is optional.
It's all toppings.
All toppings.
You know what? Crazy. If you work at McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Hardee's, Carl's Jr., and any of those establishments, and you see grumpy old man pull through, please... Just give him a patty.
Don't hand him a patty.
Can you just
whip a patty at him?
No, I want him to open his package up. Like, you know, yes. He opens the package up and he's like, what the?
Yeah.
You would see a freak out right there.
Let me ask you this.
I could live without the bun. No, I could live without it.
But that would be like ordering coffee with cream. And then they just like, hey, could I have a coffee, a double-double, whatever. And then they leave out the sugar.
All right, no.
Wasn't that expected?
Here's the point. I can order it any way I want it. If I had the option of ordering a burger at any establishment without the bun, I would do that because it was cheaper. I would do that.
But
you would pay a quarter less.
Yes.
Oh, you're crazy.
You would not.
I would too.
Then how do you eat it?
That's crazy.
If you're in the car, how do you eat that burger?
I'm a civilized person.
We have sporks from.
No, you can use a fork and a knife.
But not when you're driving.
Yeah, not if you're driving from.
Eating fast food with a fork and a knife should be a crime.
Well, fast food's one thing.
You know what he's going to have to do? He's going to like unwrap it and then hold on to the wrapper and take little nibbles out of it.
He can't even see to do
it. And he's going to have to hold it totally flat so his toppings don't fall off.
This is a good point.
Yeah.
He'd be like bouncing the side of his face because he can't see.
You know what I hope? I hope your wife is defending me this week.
You know what I think? You know where I think the difference lies? You drive through any of those places. Generally, hamburger is an option, cheeseburger is an option. It's implied that both come with a bun. It's part of the agreement. Part of the fast food contract.
If I order hot chocolate and they just gave me a cup of powder. And say, you didn't ask for hot water, so...
Exactly.
Go home and make it yourself.
What would you order your hot dog without a roll?
I eat my wieners without rolls all the time.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Wiener, no buns?
But you would go to establish it and say, yeah, I'm at Five Guys. I'd like the hot dog, no roll, please.
I'm not saying that the bun doesn't add to it. I'm just saying it's not essential.
Yeah, I think when it becomes an ingredient. When it's implied that that's part of the arrangement. Nobody, if you've gone through McDonald's and said, can I please have a cheeseburger with no bun? Please email 4fatguysshow@gmail.com.
No, better yet, if you work at any of these establishments and have ever had anybody ask for that, I want to hear from you.
I'm going to just say, I'm sure you have. I'm sure there are people.
Yeah, you know who they are?
Diabetics.
Exactly. Guarantee it.
Exactly. I'm sure there's lots of them.
Or people trying to cut calories.
Or cutting calories again. Hey, look,
this is how it works for me. If I can eat six dogs because I didn't eat the buns, I'm in.
I'm telling you.
I bet you would be.
Can we talk about, speaking of six dogs, I hate to jump, but I don't want to forget this. Did we see there's a new record? Did anybody else see this?
Oh, yeah, there was
74 hot dogs in 12 minutes.
But there was some controversy, though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, the controversy was the judges only counted 64.
Yeah, they missed one.
But then they went back to the videotape or something.
Yeah,
they missed a plate full of them.
If you watch that, I can't watch it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's awful.
Can I read you my favorite quote from Nathan's Hot Dogs? This is from a few years ago. Runner-up Tim Eater X Janice, eater of 52 hot dogs and burper of 18.1 seconds, grew contemplative when asked about his next poop. After a pause, he shook his head and said only, "You gotta live with the consequences of your actions."
I saw the, who was it,
Joey Chestnut.
He was on some show the next day, and he really looked like he was not feeling very well. They had him on, and then they had the woman that was the champion, and I don't know how many hot dogs she had, but she was definitely feeling much better than he was.
Grumpy old man's brother-in-law got us into it a couple years ago. He was home and said, "We got to watch the Nathan's hot dog eating contest." My favorite part of the hype. I like the guy that does all the hype work for the crowd.
It was kind of entertaining.
I would rather watch some woman squat and take a poop in Tim Hortons than watch that Nathan's.
You heard it here first, folks.
Let me ask you this though: what is part of the arrangement in the hot dog eating competition?
You do have to eat the bun.
You have to eat the bun.
Good point. Yeah.
The bun is part of the hot dog.
What was the reason for bread on meat? They used to say it was because some king didn't want to get his hands greasy.
I would have said, we do have a producer here, right, that could look this up.
Yeah, well, the sandwiches came about because they wanted to play cards, and they didn't want to have deli meat all over their hands.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I would say, yeah, that's why hamburgers, hot dogs, it's all
when you bring that up, it does kind of feel like an edible utensil.
Yes.
But that's an ingredient in the dish.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yes. Again, to me, an essential ingredient is something you expect when you order it.
All right, listeners, there's going to be a Twitter poll for this one for sure.
Yeah,
so
it has to be.
Let us know.
Be smarter than the Mountain Dew and Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, that's
one,
crazy.
Too, there's idiots.
There's nothing.
Wow.
Thanks, listeners.
That was
you.
A little harsh.
I really appreciate you listening, you dumbass.
I mean, I don't disagree with his statement. They're stupid, but you can't really say it right out loud.
I just said it. I don't care. I'm feeling good now. I just had my dinner. I'm feeling good. So, yeah.
I don't know if in eating competitions, though, there's anything more gross than watching them shove those soggy buns into their mouth as fast as possible.
Wait, when you watched it, so you guys watched it?
Yeah, I've watched it.
I've watched it before.
You
watched
not
it
this
before.
Year.
Yeah, I watched it this year.
Do people throw up and stuff while they're doing this?
Not, we're looking at the best of the best. Yeah.
They don't take the camera champions. Off the leaderboard.
These are world champions. You're not looking at the minor leagues.
Right, I just was wondering.
When you watch them eat, I mean, it's like they're eating on a level that I've never even gotten close to.
I can't watch people throw up.
No, they don't puke. But it's almost as gross.
What was it? Was it The Office? Isn't it The Office where Pam's pregnant and she pukes and then the whole album
starts thrown up in their garbage cans?
Yeah. And I think that would be me if I had to watch somebody. I've been at school before. This was bad. I was walking down the hall and there was a kid way down the hall who I could see was like getting ready to upchuck. And I turned around and walked the other way.
That doesn't bother me, as you could tell at your house that one night.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. How about that story? I had my kidney stone.
Hey, so there was nothing I could do.
I know, to my listeners, you know, bad enough I have diabetes.
But
I also have I get kidney stones occasionally. And I have this one.
We're just happy he's still powering through with us on the show.
Well, thank you. First of all, we started out, we had to go to a funeral that night.
Yes, which, by the way, I said then, let me take you to the hospital.
I will agree. I felt like crap. My kids were at home. So who was watching my kids? Oh, no, I had to take the kids home because
I offered to come over.
Yeah, I know. But I said, no, no, I'll be fine. I'll go home. So I go home. It got to a point where I called him, who my brother, he's headed to Batavia now, so he's gone. I called my sister. She's somewhere. So I got nobody helping me. But they both did come back. But I'm laying on my bathroom floor dying. I'm literally dying. My kids were little, and I'm like, you guys can do anything you want because I have no control right now. I'm dying in here. So my sister comes in. I think she was before you guys, right?
Yeah.
She comes in, and she's being my sister. Very helpful. And
Did it look like Mad Max in your house where the kids?
No, my kids, you know, I think the kids can kind of sense something's wrong with Dad, so let's just get out of his...
They've sensed that their whole life.
Yeah. Well, so they leave. They don't care. But my sister came in. She's very, very sympathetic. What can I do? Should we call the ambulance? Whatever. Then my brother comes in. So I'm dying. And he sits at the dining room table with a stuffed pepper. And he's just...
That your sister brought.
He's just eating his stuffed pepper. He's like, yeah, okay, my brother's dying. Yeah, there's a stuffed pepper. Let me eat.
Dinner and a show.
Yeah. So I finally go, all right, yeah, you guys can take me to... You're going to have to take me to the hospital, but I don't want the ambulance call. Just let me get up and get my bearings with me, and then we'll go get in the car and take me to the hospital. So I get up. Take my time. I walk out of the bathroom, and there he is, stuffing his face.
Oh, you're blaming me.
Yeah. He's stuffing his face with this pepper, and immediately I throw up all over. Did you finish the pepper?
I absolutely finished the pepper.
It didn't stop him. No.
I got one question. Why don't you call me? I like peppers, and you throw them.
I didn't realize peppers were even on the menu at my house. All I know is I walked out of the bathroom feeling like, okay, I can do this. And I see him stuffing his face with a...
That's a little insensitive.
Stuffed pepper. And hey, I just turned around.
Food was there. I ate it.
Yeah. Speaking of food, Dunkin' Donuts has a new limited time special offer called Donut Fries.
Whoa. Hey, listen, we're not giving the whole spiel. If they're not endorsing us.
We're not going to be endorsing them either, is my guess. So
Do they look bad? Let's
Well, okay. Now, to be fair, these were delivered before our food came, which was like a half an hour ago. So these are going to be cold donut fries.
Are they supposed to be warm?
Donuts are always cold.
Donuts are cold?
Are they supposed to be? They're not always cold.
Well, at some point in the process, they're warm.
Well, who's eating warm donuts?
All right, pass them around.
I'm saying appearance-wise, they don't look bad. They kind of look like cinnamon.
They kind of look like my wieners.
They smell like cinnamon.
Now they're less tasty.
Oh, Ryan just, he didn't even, he's not even a foodie guy. He just dives right in. Roach isn't getting anything.
Make sure you chew right in the mic.
You know what these are?
Cinnamon sticks.
They're wannabe churros.
They're donut holes with in a different shape.
Donut holes donuts in a different shape.
Tastes like cinnamon sticks to me. They're just cinnamon. You know what would make them better?
Ketchup?
Some cream.
Yeah, brown sugar around. They're good.
Some cream to dip them into, you know. That would make it pretty tasty. But
is that all we got?
They're fine.
No, we got some more. You want to dive into round two here?
They're fine. They're kind of like wannabe churros, but they're donut holes.
That's all they are. Different.
You know what? I would never order them.
Now, see, but here's my question. So, the premise here, right? French fries, easy to eat. Aren't donuts already easy to eat?
Yes.
Like a donut hole, I get. Like that's part of the process. There's now a hole of dough that you could turn into another product. I don't get what these are trying to do.
It's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick.
I think the donut holes would be better if you had the dippers with it, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, a dipper, you could
more
dip
sugar
that
would be the way to go.
Absolutely.
Vanilla?
Some frosting, like a vanilla frosting type thing to dip in there. Now you're talking.
They're good, though. I eat them. I like them.
Whatever.
You got anything else?
Yeah.
No, that's all I brought.
That's all you got?
Yeah, I just brought some. I brought some donut fries.
Wow, I thought they were good. How much are they?
I don't know. I sent somebody else to buy them. When you're a big shot producer, coach, you don't do those things anymore.
You don't buy it. Take it out of the budget. That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. I told him to put it on our tab.
Put it on our
petty cash.
I actually just tell everywhere I go now. I just tell him put it on Roach's account.
Our budget. You know, we still haven't been paid.
What?
All this money we're making.
I got a vacation to take. I need that money.
I haven't seen a cent of it.
Roach booked this whole trip and then figured it'd pay for itself with that four fat guys money.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got another listener question?
I got another listener question. This one.
Why is he getting all the listener questions?
Yeah, where's he get them from?
Twitter.
I get the Gmail ones. He gets the Twitter ones.
This one comes from...
If you want to follow us, at Four Fat Guys Show.
Yeah.
All spelled out.
This one comes from at all this science. Those two S's together kind of confuse me. At all this science. If someone tells you a secret and tells you to tell no one else, do you tell your spouse / partner?
Yes.
100%.
Yep.
I always have.
No. It's a secret.
Wow.
Roach did do a
pinky
swear.
So you're saying someone tells you a secret, I don't tell anybody. You guys are blabbing to with somebody else.
To your spouse. That's...
Yeah. That's the only way I'm going to be able to keep the secret from everyone else.
The only
good
way
thing you guys weren't on the Manhattan Project.
The only
the whole
that's
freaking
different.
World would have known about it.
The only way I don't tell her is if it's in some way going to get me in trouble.
That's worse.
Then I don't tell her.
See, I just have a blanket.
You don't tell.
If someone asks me not to tell anybody, and I say yes, that's kind of a contract.
That's kind of my feeling on it. It's also gotten me in quite a bit of trouble and over stupid things. A friend of mine that I used to work with, a female friend of mine that I used to work with, told me that she was pregnant shortly after getting pregnant and said, please don't tell anybody. Nobody else here at work knows. I don't want it to become a thing. You know, we're not that far along, yada, 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 whatever. Don't tell anyone. Okay. First off, I take that to mean business, that I'm not going to tell anybody. But I also forget about it because it really doesn't impact me at all. It has no impact on my life whatsoever that this friend of mine is pregnant.
Was it your kid?
No. did we hear that?
Yeah, yeah, that one came
up. Okay. All right. Definitely not my kid. So... Few months,
it's different. If you forget about it, that's different.
Few months go by, and she posts on Facebook, oh, you know, we're expecting.
See, now this is where you're stupid.
I know. My wife goes,
how so?
Oh, hey, did you know that so-and-so was pregnant? And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
See, there's me. You say, no, idiot. I never heard that before
in
my life.
Oh, really? She is? Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, she didn't talk to me for 2 days straight because I didn't tell her about the pregnancy of this.
That is your mistake.
Forgetting about secrets, that's a pro move. That's what I try to do. Somebody tells me a secret, I immediately try to forget it because then I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But if I can't forget it, I tell my wife because that's the only way I'm going to be able to keep the secret.
Well, there's another
you
way.
Tell somebody.
Yeah, you get it off your chest, you and then you got something.
There's another way to keep the secret. Not tell anyone. No, that's the keeping the secret part. No, telling somebody is not actually. The only way I can keep the secret is by breaking it.
That's like telling somebody, hey, don't think about a pink elephant. Now you're thinking about a pink elephant.
It's almost implied.
You gotta get it. You gotta get it off your.
You know
chest
what? I agree with Roach on this. I do. He's right.
No, he's stupid.
Philosophically, he is absolutely
right. Yeah, but he's dumb.
Right.
He's not talking like a human being.
If someone feels like they can confide in you to tell you something, and they say, please, don't tell anyone. No one.
If
you believe that's implied that, oh, well, it's okay for me to tell my wife.
Yeah, I do believe that's kind of implied.
I think it is implied, and I would also say to them, listen, if you're saying I can't tell Megan this, who's my wife, then I would say, then don't tell me, because
if I kill somebody, this is how I'm going to get caught. You guys are going to tell your wives.
Well, like I said, if it's something that's going to get you in trouble, then you don't tell.
Yeah, well, the trouble is you're so used to telling that it's going to come out.
So there's no line drawn anywhere. No matter what is told to you,
I think the only thing would be like if it was going to be a good surprise for my wife from someone else, I wouldn't say anything.
Or if it was something that would hurt her,
right?
To know,
yeah,
I would keep that a secret,
right?
What if your buddy comes up to you and says, "Hey, listen, please don't tell anybody, but my wife thinks your wife is the worst person in the entire world."
I probably won't say that.
See, that's
that would hurt her.
Because that's going to hurt her.
It would depend on who it is. If my wife thinks that woman's a bozo, then we would probably chuckle about it. Say, she thinks you're a bozo too. Right?
Well, what if your buddy comes up to you and tells you, "Don't tell my wife I'm buying this." And then tells her 10 seconds after he gets home.
Yeah, we've already been over that one. We know that one.
And that's why I'm always mad about it, though, because I'm actually keeping the secret.
If I have a secret and I say to any of you guys, "Listen, I got a secret. I got to tell you something, but don't say anything." I'm assuming you're telling your wives.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm just going
to assume have to lock down the
that you're telling your wife.
Roach is going to cross off a few secrets off of this tell stubble list.
What if your wife and your best friend's wife are also best friends?
Okay.
And your best friend says, "Please, don't tell your wife this. I got to tell you something. I cheated on my wife."
Oh, man.
That's still okay to go tell your wife?
My wife, yeah.
This is your best friend, though.
My wife's my best friend. So this other person is whatever.
Oh, yeah. Only because it's on the radio, Megan.
You don't tell anybody and you deny that you ever knew. You don't admit to it after. That's where you get.
Well,
I didn't know.
How good of friends are we with these people? Because now I'm feeling like I don't want to know that you're cheating on one of my best friends.
If you're really that good of friends, he's not telling you.
Exactly.
Here's my thing. I don't think there are any secrets.
Right.
I think if somebody's telling you a secret, they've told several other people too, and it's coming out.
Well, most secrets that are real secrets do come out.
My entire life, I've tried to take that super seriously. Someone says, "Don't tell anyone." I don't tell anyone. And I go with the forget method.
Look, when you told me you didn't cheat on Haley, I didn't say anything.
Well, listen, in your situation you just gave, the dumbest thing you did I knew that 5 months ago.
Jeez, all you got to do is say, "What? She's pregnant?"
Yeah, you got to be smarter than the secret.
That's being married 101.
You did. It was like in the Olympics, right? They do like triple flip off the rings. They're nailing it, and then they just beef it face first right into the mat.
Yeah.
You did everything right until you didn't do anything
best
right
best program ever, and then the landing,
and they land
right
on
your
teeth.
Bam.
Yeah, you know, I admit that I definitely did not land well.
Oh, that's big of you.
Yeah, what you did was like say, "Yeah, duh, stupid. Who didn't know that? Everybody knew that."
Yeah, she's gonna be
mad. In fact, I'm a big reason why you didn't know that.
I knew that 3 months ago, dummy.
You idiot.
Let me ask you this: does it work the other way? If your wife tells you a secret, do you tell your best friend?
No, not necessarily. That's disgusting.
I don't know if the mic card, the smell-o-vision's going to catch that one.
Pizza, no, the chicken wings are coming.
Why
do
I
got to
sit
right
next
now
to Grumpy Old Man?
We're back.
Another glitch. We suck.
That's what happens when we take
this.
I've
been saying it for years, or for months.
I blame Jeff.
For years, too, really.
Is this the worst episode, technically, that we've
had a bummer
from a
like
technical
this in a while,
perspective?
No, we've had a bunch where we've had no issues.
Is it because of the heat in the room?
Right.
I think it's because we took 3 weeks off.
Well, it could be the bomb that was just exploding.
The wires are melting over there.
That was not good.
That wasn't good.
So to be clear, the only time that it is okay to not say something when someone tells you you can tell no one is when your wife tells you something and says you can tell no one.
Well yeah, because
depends on what she tells you.
I disagree with that.
I mean, if it's good.
I think it's still, you have to tell if somebody says you can't tell anybody, that's what you do.
Don't you think that if you tell your wife something and say you can't tell anyone, she's not telling someone because she's definitely telling her mother?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The circle's open. It's not a closed loop
anymore.
My
wife can't tell her mother because you might as well just put that on Facebook.
My wife, I don't think I've ever... I think the way our arrangement works is that if I tell her something, I have to know that it's also going to be told to her mother.
Well, that may that's why you have to be smart enough to realize.
You got a security leak there.
It's funny. We at work. I know we're almost done.
There's only a couple ways to close the loop.
Yeah, I've got a story to end the show, too. At work, we have two women that work with me and another guy. So there's two men, two women in our department. And let me guess, you love them all. I do. But we will jokingly.
Thanks for listening.
Like, we'll jokingly tell one of them and tell her, don't tell anybody. And then we wait and see how long it takes before she tells the other woman in our office. Because in one time we did this, and I this was early on, I told her I got a different job, I was going somewhere else. And we shut the door, and I went to my other buddy, and I said, how long do you think it's going to be? And we both sat there for like a minute. And all of a sudden, she got out of her office, walked down the hall into the other office, and I said, bingo, there it is. And that was it. Seconds later, they were both in my office going, did you really get a job? So
security risk, just saying.
This is my story about my mother-in-law. Oh, boy.
Does she listen? I already know what it
is.
Does she listen?
No, she doesn't listen, but her kids do. So.
Okay, we're safe.
Whatever. Anyway, so Bronwyn and I are having our first baby. And so we're going to go tell people.
This is Grumpy Old Man speaking, by the way. The rest of our mother-in-laws are wonderful, awesome people.
So is mine. So is mine. But what a suck-up, bro.
Just saying, she is.
What a loser.
Hey, maybe if you guys were keeping secrets online.
Should we all take turns now? Oh, my mother-in-law is wonderful.
Yes.
I know your mother-in-law. She is very
This story being told is being told by Grumpy Old Man only. The rest of us, mother-in-law.
By the way, his mother-in-law is very nice, too. I've met her.
Roach, Stubb, and Ryan all have wonderful mother-in-laws.
We have great mother-in-laws. Go ahead with your story. So anyway, so we decide, because we live in town at this point, we're going to go to my mother-in-law's first and tell her that Brahman's having a baby. And she freaks out. She's so excited. And we say,
first grandchild. Right?
First grandchild in the whole family. And so we tell her, we're on our way to my mother's to let that, so we can tell them, just keep it quiet until, for half an hour.
Right.
And what is it? It's 15 minute drive.
Right. That's why I gave it half an hour.
Not even.
Not even. So we drive out to my mother's and we walk in the door. My mother already knew. Because it didn't take her 10 seconds to call my mother.
Isn't that a sweet story? She was so excited.
Wait, so your mother-in-law called your mother?
Called my mother. My mother found out that my wife was having her first grandchild, or having our first child from my mother-in-law.
Wow.
we call it the NBC. Mickey Broadcasting Corporation. Okay. You got to get an emergency alert out. That's the way to go.
So you have to add the don't tell? So that it's an alert?
That's how you know it's super urgent. Tell everybody. We couldn't open your window and start screaming about it.
We couldn't have been more clear that we wanted to tell mom and dad. We wanted to tell
them. Sure.
Well, you want to tell your parents you're having their
first. I think this is your mistake. When you went to your parents first.
A lesson learned early on.
We learned it because when we were going to tell everybody about the fact that his mother-in-law was having her first great-grandchild, she was the last person we told. We said, we got to get everybody else out of the room.
Get everybody else in before.
Make sure everyone hears it from us.
Apparently, Nikki B. didn't have our number because when my brother's second child was born, it was 2 weeks after she was born that we found out that I had another niece in the family. So I don't even remember. Yeah. No. Apparently, the word was that my parents were supposed to call us. We lived in Albany at the time.
Oh.
They were supposed to call us to tell us.
I told you we need to put those two in a home.
It was too late, 2 weeks later that I called them and was like, hey, so what's going on? And they're like, oh, we're all excited about Paige and blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, what's Paige? Who is Paige?
What book are you reading?
That's great.
Yeah, so.
Well, you did move to Albany. And
yeah, what can I do?
It pretty much ruined my life for a while.
Yeah, well, you've ruined my life enough tonight. Can we get out of here?
Yep.
See ya, folks. All right, see ya.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are
enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.